Exercise 17. Flip-flops occur when the coach makes a transition from one activity to a second activity and then switches back to the first activity, as though he has changed his mind. For example, the gymnastics coach tells his players that Tuesday will be beam and bar day, but when his athletes arrive on Tuesday prepared to practice beam and bar, he tells them they will be working on floor and vault. Then, midway through practice, he instructs them to go to beam and bar. The transition not only ruins the flow of practice activity, but also conveys to the athletes that the coach is unsure of what to do. It is important to avoid flip-flops. However, if it becomes necessary to make such a reversal, it is prudent to explain to your athletes why the switch is occurring. For example, the gymnastics coach might gather his athletes for a brief meeting and say, "I know I told you yesterday that we would be practicing beam and bar today, but we won't be able to use the spring floor tomorrow, so we are going to work on our floor routines today."